Players and staff, I know, are very much looking forward to getting back out on the field and competing this week. I think you're always looking to get that bad taste out of your mouth after a loss. On the injury front, we're not in a position, I think, to rule anybody out at this point. We did get a second opinion on Jabal. That was a little more encouraging, so we'll know here within the next day or so what his availability will be. It still might be an issue where he's down for a little bit, but we weren't going to make the decision to go ahead and put him on IR until we had heard from this other opinion, and the news was fairly favorable. And then Carlos, I know, is working as hard as he can. We'll know more as the week goes on. But we obviously had to make some roster moves out of necessity to protect ourselves. You know, truly the next man up philosophy is being tested, especially with where we are injury wise defensively. We just beginning prep for an Atlanta team that obviously didn't start the season the way they wanted to. But just as crazy as things are, they found themselves after this past weekend in first place in their division. They got a lot to play for. They haven't been at home since, I think, it's been over a month. I know that place will be revved up, played a bunch of games down there. It'll be a very hostile environment that we have to be very much on point with our preparation, especially on offensively, working with a lot of background noise. We'll play a lot of music loud in practice to get our guys used to it. They present a lot of challenges to us, especially their offense. I think Matt Ryan's one of the premier quarterbacks in this league. He's got a great set of weapons. Julio Jones, Roddy White, major size mismatch for almost all secondaries. They're doing a lot out of the up-tempo, which I think is causing a lot of people problems. They also do a good job of getting their guys the ball in space. So I think the challenge to our guys defensively will be able to have our best tackling game of the year. I worked with Mike Smith in Baltimore, he and Mike Nolan, and have a great deal of respect for both those guys. Have a reasonable feel for what they're doing defensively, and knowing those guys, they'll have a schemed up pretty well, and those guys always play well fundamentally. So our offense will have to be very efficient for us to stick with the formula. Special teams wise, going against Devin Hester. I know Tabor's going to have a couple sleepless nights this week, but future Hall of Famer, I think that'll be a great challenge for our units. But this is the challenge to our guys: is it's going to have to be a team win, that we're going to have to go out there and perform well in all three phases and complement each other. And if we want to go down there and come out with a victory, see where he is. We'll have him on a bit of a pitch count. You know, I met with Joe Sheehan and Paul Ricci and then Mike McDaniel. We just kind of got on the same page as far as getting him his individual work and seeing where he is. There needs to be a progression through the week. I think the trap to fall into is, hey, he's back, and let's just go ahead and throw him out there for a bunch of plays. There's certainly danger inherent in doing that we have to be smart with how we do it and have a plan to progress through the week. I did. I grabbed him this morning at the walkthrough. We talked for a little bit as he was looking at the script. And I think a lot of it is he's familiar with the terminology and the plays, and he gets it. But it's one thing to be able to look at it, but then also to be to process it, whether it's in a no-huddle situation or whether it's breaking the huddle and doing it that quickly and recognizing defense. So I think a lot of it comes back in time, but it just doesn't – it's not there instantly. So I know it's a lot of information, and we're aware of that, and we'll deal with it accordingly. Well, I think the answer would have to be no at this point, just from not having played. I mean, there's only so much you can do. You can't simulate contact, the rigors of playing in a game physically. So being in shape and being in football shape are two different things. And that's why that we have the plan that we'll progress throughout the week to try to ramp him up to get him where we need him to be. Well, Winston will be up. He'll be the third back, primarily a special teams role, but he'll still be able to function if needed in the offense. I can't say at this point That I know that Wilbert and Kyle haven't gotten together to kind of work on the rotation, but I will likely be primarily two backs this week, with Glenn having to take a good amount of the team stuff given Marlon Moore's health status, Batamosi's health status. I mean, that was a part of it, that you need special teams production out of your third back, and that's why it was important for us to find a way to get him up. In regards to Ben, you know, I referenced it a little bit on Monday, and we met and talked about the move on Monday night, and we just felt it was at the time, given all the circumstances rolled together, that it was the move that was best for the Browns. Is Ben Tate a capable NFL back? Absolutely, but we just felt, given where we were, that it was time for us to move on. And as Ray said in the statement, you know, we wish him well. But it was just something that we felt we needed to do. I would say Crowell, probably even more so. I mean, we had high expectations for Terrence to begin with. You know, given where we drafted him and the amount of repetitions that he got, Crowell was injured for a good part of the spring and didn't get a lot of those first and second team reps, and then just flashed throughout training camp and then had the big day against Chicago. And then we realized at that point, I think once he had that taste of success and saw what he was capable of, that he really threw himself into it. And I thought his learning curve at that point, I mean, accelerated very quickly to the point where, I mean, he had the production that he had in the opener. But we're pleased with where those guys are, but we're also very well aware of the fact that they are rookies. We're going to have issues with them, rookie learning curve, but we feel they're where they should be, but there's still a long way to go with both of them. I don't see him as having a fumbling problem. I mean, the issue that he had is something that was a fundamental. I think he was trying to switch the ball and got caught, and I think it was Cushing made a heck of a play. You know, hit right on top of it. The two drops on pitches. It's a little bit different than being hit and fumbling the ball. That was more of his track. So I think if we get his fundamentals cleaned up, I think how he holds the ball is not an issue. It's, you know, don't try to change the ball in traffic, and if he takes better paths on some of those toss plays, then the ball's not on the ground. So it's something I know. I mean, Wilbert, Kyle, we stress ball security. It's a big part of their drill work every day. So that's something that, you know, I don't want to put that label on him, but it's something that we know he needs to work on. Yeah, and it was what I said before was true, that it wasn't, it was a lot of it was more the positives of the other two and the potential there than necessarily the negatives with him. And then Winston is another guy that we see flashes of it on the scout team and the few team reps that he's gotten. Very curious to see where he is. The games he's been up and he's played special teams, he's been good for us. But it is a big part of the plan moving forward that, hey, we're going to go with these rookie backs, but at the same time understand that we potentially do have some growing pains with them. Yeah, and I said we factored everything into it. I think that's maybe a little bit exaggerated. I think he comes across that way. I think there's sometimes I come across that way. Just people, your natural resting look is one of discontent. And I might be thinking about the funniest thing ever in my mind and just not show it. So I think he's probably – there might be some degree of that, but I think that might be a little exaggerated. Yeah, the staff, now that he's back, will have much more interaction moving forward. But just given the circumstances of the staff preparing the guys that were on the 53 for games and given his schedule didn't really match up, because he couldn't really be mixed in with the other players. A lot of the stuff he was doing is when we were out of practice. So I think the staff interaction has been, it's been there, but it's been minimal. But I do know from a support staff standpoint, training room, player engagement, even Ray, I know I've had a good amount of interaction with him. And I know that will increase now as he's back and is part of the team. Yeah, I think it's definitely been affected, and that's another area of concern that we'll know, you know, probably won't know until Friday or so what his status will be for the weekend. But I know he's been frustrated because he's a guy that he knows he hasn't been playing to the level he's played at before, and I think he's frustrated because he has been slowed down by injury. Yeah, I mean, we'll still Rolodex those guys. We'll I mean the. I think Mike McDaniel's done a pretty good job of rolling those guys through. So I don't think it's any situation where we can lock Hawk in and say he's been, you know, we're going to move him to the slot exclusively. Especially with Josh just getting back, you look at a workload thing. You're not going to say, okay, we're going to lock him in for X number of plays, and this is our lineup. So I think that's been the strength of our room to date, has been the versatility where Travis could go in the slot, that Gabriel could go in the slot, Hawk could go in the slot. Hawk's given us great production inside and outside. So there's no reason to think at this point that'll change. No, he's still in the I don't expect him. I haven't gotten the update on how he was this morning. And again, him and Bademosi both, it's the you just, when they're symptom-free, then you can start them on a certain protocol, and then you're constantly resetting the clock if they have a setback. So I know Jordan was back, was still in the protocol, so I don't think much has changed today. I doubt that we'll see him out there, but I haven't got the update from Joe. So it is important that he's got to step up. His workload will definitely increase. Eric Martin's workload will increase. Well, it'll put a lot on Kruger as well, and then we're a little bit thinned out in the defensive line. I think that's a big challenge for us. That we might have to do some things schematically as well to kind of help with that with that depth. We also had Keith Pugh brought up last week. We'll kind of see where he is. And we were fortunate and able to bring Zach Dials back, who gave us some quality reps in training camp and was very close to making the team, to help us there with some depth. But it's, like I said in the opening, that true next man up philosophy will be tested. Knowing him and how in tune he is with his body, and how he's already kind of attacked this situation in the rehab, usually Joe is very conservative and will give us a time, and that was the original one, just kind of based on the injury. I might roll him out tomorrow, I'm not going to do it today. So he's I'd still put it as a, I don't think the possibility is high, but there's still a possibility. Yeah, it's the doctor that he went to, it was, I don't think he had ever seen, I think it was a once in a career injury involving a bone in his foot. It was a prior injury as well that combined with it. So we didn't know how much of the injury was existing versus what had just happened. So it potentially could be, once it quiets down, that he'd be able to play with it. And this was a guy, we sent him to one of the most renowned, you know, foot experts out there, and that was the opinion. But it's such a rare thing. I think it surprised. It was good news, but it surprised all of us. No, we're just bouncing back from a loss as the motivation. I mean, it's to me, I see it very, very similar circumstances to Cincinnati. Not many people gave us a chance going down there, and that we're going to rely on the resolve and the mental toughness of the coaching staff and the players in the room to put a plan together and go down there and execute it, and hopefully we can come out with a victory.